T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry to ruin your dreams on that one, Big Mac. But listen, move on to Dua Lipa. You know, eventually one of them will come around and say, hey, how you doing, big fella?
Someone will realize what
that is. Exactly right. I mean, a married guy with 4 kids at home who lives 2 hours from New York City? What's not to like?
Bored out, part-time host at the fan? Yeah, they line up around the corner.
Enormous Beatles fan? I'm right up everyone's alley.
What? You are an enormous Beatles fan?
Yes.
Did you like the movie Yesterday?
Yes, I did. We talked about this. Yes.
All right. And how did you become a Beatles fan? Mom and dad?
Yeah, mainly dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, introduced me to music.
Is he alive still?
He is not, no.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Did you bond over music, you and your father?
Very much so, yes.
And what was the go-to? Beatles?
Yeah, Paul McCartney, Beatles, but he liked a lot of things. Zeppelin, all that kind of stuff.
So your dad was a legit classic rock guy.
Yeah.
More British Invasion or American?
That's a good question. I guess British Invasion, because he was big Stones, Beatles.
Stones, Zeppelin. Yep. How about The Who?
Yep.
So he went for all of it.
Yes.
What was his favorite, if you know?
Yeah.
Do you remember what was his favorite American rock band? Was it like...
I'll say The Doors. He was a big Doors guy, too.
Aerosmith?
No.
More Doors.
Yeah.
So he was like, God, so he's more of a 60s guy.
Yeah, 60s, 70s.
Got it. All right, Doors, but Jim Morrison. Did he believe that Jim Morrison was still alive?
No, I doubt it. No.
He did not buy into that.
I don't think so.
God. Do you think Jim Morrison is still
alive?
No,
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
How about you, Evan? Do you know who Jim Morrison was?
I do. The Doors, L.A. Woman.
Do you know how he died?
How did Jim Morrison die?
I have no idea.
That's a good question, by the way.
Do you know where?
No.
Okay. Do you know where his... do you know where his...
Did I give you enough? I told you a song he did. Like, I know about the Doors.
Do you know where he's buried?
I have some knowledge of the Doors. No, I don't know where he's buried.
Take a guess. Where do you think Jim Morrison is buried?
I don't know.
Pick a country.
I got to pick a country?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with right here in the United States of America.
Incorrect, sir.
In England.
Not in England either.
In Antarctica.
Not in Antarctica.
In Italy.
Go ahead, Big Mac.
I know he died in France, so I'm assuming
he was buried
in France. Yes.
In like a nondescript, like, nothing cemetery.
Can I ask you a
question? Like, you walk past it, not even notice
it. That was very disrespectful. Not to me.
What did I do?
Yesterday, gentleman called up and asked C-Mac the exact same question. And you know what you responded to him? Boring. Who cares? Insulted the guy. Now you took that caller's question.
Yeah.
Didn't give him any credit for it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And posed it to C-Mac. Very disrespectful to that caller.
Yesterday was boring.
But today it's entertaining.
Today in the landscape of what's going on this show, it fits right in.
Okay.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
Hey Jude. No, You Never Give Me Your Money is my favorite Beatles.
Oh, a B-side. That's
kind
going down.
Well, anything on Abbey Road.
That is
Abbey
in the Road. Depths. That's not a well-known commercial.
No, listen, because no one's favorite. If you're a true, like, Beatle nut, your favorite songs aren't, Hey Jude or Let It Be. I mean, they're great songs, but you got to have something makes you different than everybody else. Mm.
Got it. Okay.
I think Morrison was buried in Paris.
Say again?
Paris.
Yeah, we already discussed that.
But we didn't say where specifically.
Well, we said the country.
Paris.
Yeah. No, we know. We know.
Right there.
You just wanted to say Paris?
Paris.
All right. Do you want to say it again?
Yes, he was buried in Paris.
Okay, there you go. Here's Fernando on the fan, Carton and Roberts. Hi, Fernando.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Doing good, buddy. What's up with you?
Hey, not much, man. Just want to say, in the beginning, wasn't the biggest fan of you. You've grown on me, man. You got some good takes on stuff.
I appreciate it. We always say you got to give us about a year and a half to really understand what we do.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Hey, I was going to say one thing. You watch those commercials about the insurance, about like not to be your parents.
Yes.
And how they talk like they're old.
I love it.
That's what you guys sound like every time Evan says, I'm going to look at the tapes. I'm going to look at the tapes. I'm like, come on, bro.
I agree.
Look at the tapes.
I agree.
What tapes?
You know what, Fernando? I'm glad you brought that up.
What do you mean?
Evan comes across like he's my parents. You're right.
Meanwhile, I'm like 18 years younger than you.
Yeah, I agree. He's an old soul, that Evan Roberts. I couldn't agree with you more, Fernando.
Look at
but
the
we appreciate
tapes.
You calling in.
What's the younger way of saying look at? I'll look at the tapes.
I don't know. If I think of it, I'll let you know.
You don't even know it.
I wasn't even really sure what he was talking about.
I think I know what he was referring to when I say I got to find when Craig said something that you deny ever saying. I say, I got to go look at the tapes.
It's like when your father wants to catch you doing something bad.
Yes. Oh, so that's how I'm the father? No, I want to hold you accountable. There's a big difference.
Why didn't you just stop after the word you there?
Hold you accountable.
No, stop after the word you.
I want to hold you.
Thank you.
Do you want me to hold you?
How about, what's your favorite Beatles song?
Yellow Submarine.
Really?
We all live. You ask the question.
I don't
it's my
believe
son's that. Favorite right now. He loves it.
I don't believe for a minute that's your favorite. I think you just picked a Beatles song
no.
you know
I'll tell you why
is
it's my
a
favorite.
Beatles song.
I'll tell you why it's my favorite.
And said it.
I have a reason if you
okay,
want to ask.
Sure.
I don't know if you care. You, it's up to you.
Please.
It was this song that we all used to sing in camp
what?
Back in the day. All the kids would sing, we all and we did it during a raid. We would sing Yellow Submarine. So I liked it.
Who?
Me and my friends at camp. Ooh, you think you're the Rock now? Is that what you think?
No, my kids do that all the time to me. So
I miss
I'll
it.
Be talking, and my kids will be like, what? And I'll start saying again, and then they'll interrupt, and they'll go, makes you think anybody wants to hear that story.
Oh, I got you.
So I did it to you. You should do it when you go home.
Do you?
If you and your wife are having a conversation tonight, everyone should try this once tonight at the dinner table. As soon as your loved one or your kids,
mm-hmm.
wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, mom, dad, in-laws, whatever it is, mm-hmm. do this tonight and get back to us tomorrow how it goes. As they're telling you a story, let's just say you go to your wife, how is your day today?
Right.
As your wife starts talking, I want you to say, who? And as soon as she repeats or starts, say, cares.
Gotcha.
See how it goes.
Do you think that's funny?
It doesn't matter what you think.
See, I just did it to you.
That was The Rock?
That was The Rock, yeah.
Nice.
It's got
Good
a
job.
TV show coming out, by the way.
Yeah, it's about The Rock as a kid.
I'm very intrigued by this
of
show.
Of course you are, because it's
no,
wrestling.
No, it has nothing to do with wrestling. Did you remember Everybody Hates Chris? Do you
yes,
remember watching
Chris
that?
Chris Rock.
Okay, I thought it was a really interesting concept. And this was, what, 15 years ago, 20
yeah.
years ago?
Yeah.
It was a show about Chris Rock's childhood.
Right.
I thought it was fascinating. I watched at least a good 2-3 seasons of it. Then I kind of fell out of it. So I like the concept of here's a famous, really has nothing to do with the wrestling. Here's a famous celebrity. Now here's a show about him as a kid. I find it interesting. I'm going to watch it.
I'm sure it'll do well. He does everything well. Mike's in Bergen County, New Jersey on The Fan. Michael, good afternoon. How are you?
Guys, how are you?
Good.
Evan, you singing Yellow Submarine in a camp back in the day, I'm surprised you're married.
No, there's a lot of things you could say that about, by the way.
But anyway, on a Hall of Fame, it's time to take it out of the writer's hands. It's an exclusive club. If you try to join a golf country club, you have to be voted in by the members. Everybody in the Hall of Fame should have their vote, and they'll let anybody in they want if they feel they're acceptable into their club, whether it be steroids or not. They should get in, period, stop.
You know, it's interesting. I don't necessarily disagree with some of what you said. I do think it needs to be overhauled. I think Evan is right that you need to start including other types of media members that make baseball coverage their lives.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just give you an example. Nobody at the MLB Network has a vote for the Hall of Fame, meaning Bob Costas, who is like the, I don't know what, you know, like the baseball czar emeritus
mm-hmm.
does not vote on the Hall of Fame.
Well, there are people at MLB Network,
yeah, some writers.
Right.
So I think Evan's dead on that. You should have broadcasters, digital people that cover baseball who clearly, you know, make it their living, their livelihood. They should have a vote. And then the other thing, and I don't have an answer to this, but I'm going to ask the question. Who came up with the arbitrary number of 75%?
It's not arbitrary. It's actually something you should really, really appreciate. Because you said something a few days ago that I completely agree with you on. You said you want the Hall of Fame to be really, really special.
I think it has
to
be.
Okay. Totally agree with you.
Which is why I'm not going berserk about Curt Schilling. Because
well,
Curt Schilling, you can make great arguments for Curt Schilling. You know, blah, 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 blah. But it's got to be the guys who are the best of the best.
No,
good.
Anyway. You're getting me into a road that you don't want to go down, but you keep saying
stuff.
Tell
me about the percentage thing.
So you don't want me to tell you why that comment about Curt Schilling's unfair?
Because you say he's the best postseason pitcher in baseball.
And you blah, blah, blah'd it.
No, I'm saying
you did.
I didn't blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you blah, blah, blah'd Curt Schilling's 2.2 ERA in 20 postseason starts. You blah, blah, blah'd it like from Seinfeld.
Whoa.
Curt Schilling was good, and then yada, 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 he was good in the playoffs. No, it's a big deal.
Curt Schilling, in a lot of ways, is kind of like Eli Manning. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't like this because you say stuff, but then you're like, you don't want me to argue it, though it's nuts.
Do you think you should need 80% of the vote to get in?
I like it being significantly higher than 50. I don't know if the number should be 75 or 80 or 85, but it fits what you were saying, which is if we just said, look, if you get 51%, you're in, then this Hall of Fame would be flooded with guys that you and I and most people listening wouldn't think of as Hall of Famers. 75% is significant. I mean, that's 3/4. That's a big number.
I agree.
That's why.
I was just asking where they got it from, but I get that. Makes sense to me.
But think about this with Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. 61% of the writers. That's the majority by a pretty good margin, Craig. 60-40, they say they're Hall of Famers. So when we act like, oh, the writers are doing 60% think they're Hall of Famers. But because we have that high mark where it's got to be 75, that's why they're not in. Right. It's not like they're getting 20%
of the
vote.
Which is why Curt Schilling's argument kind of fell on some deaf ears, because the defense of the writers with Curt Schilling is, hey, time out. 71% of the people that vote agreed you are a Hall of Famer. You're talking about the minority voters. Now, am I right in saying that Mariano's the first guy to ever get all 100%?
Yes.
Right. So that in and of itself is problematic,
Here's the other element that's...
The greatest baseball player of all time did not get 100% of the votes.
Who's the greatest baseball player of all time?
Well, Willie Mays didn't get 100% of the votes.
I agree with you.
Hank Aaron didn't get 100% of the votes.
You want me to blow your mind?
Jackie Robinson didn't get
100%. Joe DiMaggio wasn't even in on the first ballot.
Joe DiMaggio didn't get in on the first ballot.
Was not in on the first ballot.
See, it's asinine.
It was a joke.
Right.
It was a joke.
Why didn't, just out of curiosity, for the sake of me learning something here today, why didn't they?
So I looked into this.
Bias?
There was this feeling back then, more so than there is today, of we don't believe in first ballot. First ballots, we don't believe in that. We're going
to
make
first ballots to Babe Roots.
Right. And so that was a lot of the writers thinking all the way back then. It was a very long time ago, but it's crazy. Now, what's great is, and this is genuine, you had no idea that that's the case with Joe DiMaggio, right? You had no idea. As it should be. Like we talked about, it doesn't matter if it's first or second ballot. We don't remember that kind of stuff. But here's the problem with our last caller's idea about the players getting to welcome them into the club. I'm going to give you an example.
Now, are you saying players or Hall of Fame players?
Hall of Famers voting exclusively.
Because I believe the NFL, no. It's the Heisman winners get to vote.
Right.
Pardon me. Go ahead.
Well, and look, on the Veterans Committee, they have some Hall of Famers.
Okay.
They're part of it.
Good.
So a part of my argument for Curt Schilling being in the Hall of Fame is what he did in the postseason.
Sure.
There are many a Hall of Famers who say, well, hold on a second. We only had a World Series when I pitched. We only had an LCS when
Fewer games.
We didn't get the opportunity to dominate the Anaheim Angels in the Divisional Series. We didn't get the opportunity to dominate the Cardinals in the Divisional Series. And so you will have biases.
Okay.
There's biases with everybody.
That's at least a legitimate argument, I think.
Well, but that's why...
In comparison between eras.
Agree. But that's why we need a myriad of thought. Not just one kind of thought. Not just writers, not just former players. Not just talk show hosts. Different thoughts that are brought to the table on it. At the end of the day, what's amazing about it is that people care that much, Craig. Think about it. People care that much about this. It's a museum. It's a Hall of Fame, and yet we are all, as much as you want to mock it, you care about it. You do?
Not really.
Yes, you do.
I care about the process more than the Hall of Fame itself.
But you care about that. That's enough.
You know why I care about it? Because I don't like the people that have the right to determine who gets in. They're an unlikable group of people.
You don't like writers?
Listen, obviously I like some writers. They come across as an unlikable, egotistical, kind of God complex group of men and women. Mm-hmm. They do. Now, clearly not all of them are that. And I respect that many of them do take their votes seriously and it means something to them. But overall, they're just unlikable people. They really are.
Right.
As a group. Unlikable people. Sorry.
When you think of a baseball writer who's a gatekeeper, who's unlikable, first name that comes to your mind?
Bill Conklin.
Bill Conklin.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because he was a, I think, a pedophile or a child molester.
I don't even know who Bill Conklin is, to be honest.
Bill Conklin was a longtime Philadelphia Inquirer, Phillies beat reporter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
That's
you
the
asked.
I didn't expect an answer like that.
You asked the question. I gave you the answer.
I had no idea who it was.
You asked.
I mean, you picked a good person because he's got this horrible past. So, you know, no one can argue with that.
So there you go.
No one's going to say you're wrong.
Ask Conklin. I said Conklin. I apologize. Bill Conklin.
Yeah. Nice.
I know it doesn't mean anything to you. I think you wrote for the... I'm sure he wrote for the Inquirer.
Philadelphia Daily News.
There you go.
Oh, these accusations are horrific.
Yes, yes.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. He gave an answer that no one's going to argue, of course.
Well, listen, you just asked the question. I can only answer the question.
Yeah, but that wasn't the method of my question. My method was when you
sometimes
think,
you shouldn't ask the question.
No, I'm going to phrase it differently now. When you think of the sports writers, the baseball writers, or the writers in general who cover the NHL or the NFL or media that are voting on the Hall of Fame, what's the one that jumps out at you that annoys you the most? That's all I was trying to ask. Not about some disgusting human who has these horrible accusations.
Well, I mean, he voted for the Hall of Fame, though.
Yeah, but he's not voting now.
Is he?
No, I don't think
so. I think he died, actually.
Yeah, I don't think he's around.
Did he? I think he might have died. Should rot in hell.
Well, based on these accusations, you're damn right he should.
Let me say hi to John in South Plainfield on the Fan. Johnny, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Craig. How are you doing?
Well, say hi to Evan, too. It's disrespectful.
No, absolutely. Evan, you're the man.
My man, Pots and Pans, what's good?
I heard you guys talking about theme songs a little while ago.
Yeah, Evan wants a theme song for the show.
Now it's on me. Go ahead.
No, and you know what? You guys absolutely deserve a theme song. Craig, I know you're more of a hard rock fan, you know. Evan, Yellow Submarine, I know you like the psychedelic, so I don't know what's up with that. But
there's nothing up with that.
So my brother is a big he's in a band in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Evan, I know you're a big I don't know if I can name the show, but I heard you singing the theme song a little while ago about high schoolers in the early 90s.
Saved by the Bell. Why can't you say the name of the song?
Kelly Kapowski.
I didn't know what the stipulations was on that. I'm sorry, guys.
Stipulation.
Yeah, well, let me check. Hold on a second. I have the list of stipulations in front of me. You're not allowed to talk about the Drummonds or Mrs. Garrett. You are allowed to reference Starsky's and Hutch.
What about Three's Company? Are they on the
Three's
list?
Three's Company, if you know the two different landlords that Jack Tripper
Mr. Furley and Mr. Roper.
Mr. Furley,
okay.
Mr. Roper.
There you go.
Hell yeah, John.
All right, go ahead.
Go on.
All right, so my brother's in a band, New Jersey. They're a hard rock band. Like I said, Craig, I know you're a big hard rock fan. Evan, I know you like music. You guys, you know, I listen to you guys all the time. I hear the music that's playing in the background.
Yeah.
I want to pitch my brother's band
okay.
to make you guys a theme song. Evan, I'm going to take the same theme song, and I want to turn that into a hard rock version for your guys' theme song.
Great. I tell you what, I'll put you on hold. Tom, you'll get your information, and whatever you need on our end, consider it done.
Here's the truth.
And whenever the guys produce it, we'll play it.
Well,
done.
The truth is, we're going to have to hear it. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a contest, isn't it?
It's a contest, basically. You got to put it together, and it'll, if it makes us tingle, that's how I like to judge things, Craig. If there's a tingle involved, then it's got a possibility.
And I think we need different genres. You need like a rap song,
country,
a rock song, a country song. We need Bob Poulding to write a song that makes you cry. You need all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Need Life Speed to do something. Let's get going, boys.
Let me ask you this. As somebody that's hosted a radio show for many years in your life,
yeah,
is there a kind of song that wouldn't work because that motivation.
Yeah, slow songs would not work.
Slow song wouldn't work.
Bette Midler singing The Rose would not work.
But country could work, potentially.
Could work, yeah.
Could work. Okay.
Yeah, country could work. A little Dixie Chick action.
Well, now they're
a little,
just the chicks.
Chris Stapleton is what?
They're now just the chicks.
Dixie Chicks,
no,
my friend.
Listen, I thought it was dopey when I heard this.
They changed their name?
I'm just repeating it to you.
Why?
They are now known as the Chicks.
Why?
I think they think Dixie's offensive.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
They're not the only one. Lady Antebellum is now just Lady A.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw Lady A, Lady Antebellum in concert.
So did I.
Did you really? Were you at the same concert I was?
It was at the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
She performed at a haughty-taughty private Super Bowl event.
Oh, really?
So I saw Lady Antebellum. Yeah.
Well,
they
band.
Were good,
it's
too.
Much, yeah.
Lady A's good.
I liked Lady Antebellum.
So now it's just Lady A?
I think that's what they called it. I know they changed it.
Is Antebellum
it's reference to the old
it
South.
It is?
Yeah.
Antebellum's offensive?
Well, I
apologize
that's
for not knowing.
You to find it
it's
offensive.
Not,
but...
It's not necessarily offensive, but it's a time period before the Civil War, usually.
So Antebellum, by definition, as you just said, are occurring or existing before a particular war, especially the American Civil War.
Yeah, that's what, when I hear the word Antebellum,
so how is
I think
that
of...
offensive? It's a time period.
Listen, man.
Lady Antebellum, meaning the lady that came before.
Right.
Ooh, I'm not going to buy their albums. Come on, what are we doing?
I don't think you're wrong. I'm just telling you. I didn't know about the Lady Antebellum thing. I knew about the Dixie Chicks.
And wasn't there a movie with Janelle Monáe called Antebellum?
Antebellum?
Yeah.
What was it about?
It's like a horror flick.
Oh, really?
I thought so. I could be wrong on that, though. I thought there was.
Yeah, I see a movie.
There was, right?
It was this year, 2020.
Oh, here. It's
a thriller called Antebellum.
Antebellum's offensive because of the era that it typically refers to and the human rights abuses that were spawned from that era.
Well, we know that. That's why it's part of why we had a civil war.
But not everybody
and the good
was
guys
bad.
Won.
Right.
What was that?
Not everyone was a bad person during a certain era.
Look, not
do we
everybody.
Not talk about the 1940s because Hitler was around?
Right.
Right? We still reference it. No one's going to, there's not going to be cancel culture, if you call yourself the Roaring 40s rock band.
There may be.
You think maybe there is? You're probably right.
It's more of the Roaring 20s.
I know. Right. I was just using
I'm sorry.
A random thing that people
look, I was listening to the Dixie Chicks like a week ago, and it popped up on the screen, the Chicks. And I said, boy, the Chicks sound an awful lot like the Dixie Chicks. And I was actually very confused for about 3 minutes. And then I said, I get it here. They took away Dixie because
it's offensive.
I find that
interesting, that story.
Do you, though?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I have a couple questions.
I'll tell you why I find that interesting.
Why?
What time of day were you listening?
It was probably either before the show or after the show.
So you either blew off Moose and Maggie or JJ?
Yeah.
Which one? Both?
Probably JJ. Because,
JJ.
And JJ knows this. When the show's over,
you're done.
Yeah.
You go right to Mr. C on the LL Cool J channel on Sirius.
Yeah, I'm on to the
Is that
music.
Right?
I have a mix. I was listening. I got 3 days of this. I was listening to cable news channels on Sirius, and I was like, oh, my God, this is awful. This is why I don't watch this garbage. So I did that for a few days. Then I went to country. Then I started doing some podcasts. Now I'm back in country. Back
got
in the
it.
Country.
Wow. Yeah. Mark Chernoff right now is rolling over in his grave. They don't exist. Why would you tell people
Listen,
to leave the radio
show.
Station when JJ's on there losing everyone's money for them?
I love JJ. He knows this. I said this to him actually recently. Love the guy.
You
when
know JJ played over, golf today and somehow lost money doing that? Do you know that? Do you know that?
Are you still doing a Chernoff imitation?
Why do you tell people to go to another destination? You wouldn't like it if they did that to you. Of course, when someone calls Moose and Maggie and goes, it's an abomination that show is on after yours. I can't listen to that show. You guys are fantastic. And Moose and Maggie go, thanks for the compliment. Like, what? No home team there, I guess.
What do you listen to after the show?
I listen to myself think.
Okay. So you don't listen to JJ?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I play golf today. Great.
Craig listens to videos of the show.
And I re-listen to our show.
Okay.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I've been doing that a lot lately, trying to find this Deshaun Watson audio. It is not going well.
You're not
going
to find it.
I'm trying. I'm going to find it. I think I'm going to find it because I think it happened. No, I know it happened.
You know, Deshaun Watson to the Jets has suddenly become very quiet over the last week or so. And rightfully so because nothing's happening.
Right, right.
You know, it only became a big story when... Yeah, we talked about the possibility that he might even consider the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And he had people in his life wearing Jet gear and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a question for you. I'm in a weird spot here. Let's just play a little hypothetical.
Oh, jeez.
Suppose there's an opportunity for you to have dinner mm-hmm. with Deshaun Watson.
A hypothetical where I'm having dinner with Deshaun?
Yeah.
Or both of us are having dinner with
Deshaun?
Well,
no, obviously I'm there.
Okay, I want to envision this.
But part of the deal is you can't say anything about it.
Can't say anything about what?
You can't tell anyone you're having dinner with them.
Okay.
You can't discuss that you had dinner with them.
Right.
Everything that's talked about at dinner never took place. You can't tell your wife, your in-laws,
your kids. Can't tell your wife, can't tell my dad, can't tell my dog?
No.
Can't tell my four-year-old?
No. Can't tell anybody.
Wow. Okay.
Do you have the ability to do that?
Yes and no. I know you don't like that. You don't like when
I just need an answer.
Couch answers. Yes, for 98% of what you said.
That's not good enough.
But here's the 2% where I can't do it. Okay? Before you mock me, I'm going to explain it to you. I have a relationship where me and my wife tell each other everything.
I'm not against it. I respect
okay.
that.
So if you caveat it and said she could know, but your dad can't, which would be tough, your son can't, no one else can know, I could pull that off.
You can't say it's Deshaun Watson. You could say I have to have a dinner with an athlete, and you tell her where the dinner is.
Yeah.
You can tell her what time the dinner's at.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can't say who it's with.
Yes.
When you get home, you can't tell her what was discussed.
Yes.
You can't say, honey, listen, just between me and you, I know you're not going to tell anyone anyway,
mm-hmm.
but listen to what I just learned at dinner tonight.
Okay.
Not a soul.
Can I ask you a follow-up?
Go.
I like to write stuff down. Almost like a diary. I can't diary this?
No. No diary.
No diary.
Nope.
Can I do a podcast just for myself?
No.
No. Yeah, I could pull it off. It'd be tough, but I could do it.
That's not 100%.
I just said yes.
No. And that's why I didn't invite you.
Oh, stop.
877-337-6666. I will say this. The man I got last night was phenomenal. Is your heating system ready for this winter? There's only one company to call, Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Get a heating system tune-up now so it doesn't break when you need it most. Go now to New Jersey's heating experts, EdisonHVAC.com. That's EdisonHVAC.com. Coming up, we'll walk you through this GameStop thing and why it's got nothing at all to do with the New York Mets, and my apologies. We did tease a while ago that the New York Mets had made a signing. Here it is. They've signed free agent lefty reliever Aaron Loop. Pending a physical, he will be on the New York Mets. Everyone, of course, knows Aaron Loop.
Did you want me to fill stuff in now for
especially
you?
If you're voted for the Hall of Fame. So I hope Brian Costello and Aaron and Andrew Marchand and Larry Brooks know who Aaron Loop is.
Well, he's a lefty reliever, and he was good last year, but
yeah. This
doesn't move the needle. Honestly, I mean, he's not Brad Hand. He's not even Tony Watson who's out there. But it is what it is. I mean, sometimes with bullpens, you throw enough against the wall.
You got to have a lot.
You want me to be honest with you.
You need a lot of arms.
But he was good last year for Tampa, so the Yankees got to see a little bit of him.
By the way.
Not that the Yankees have a lot of lefty bats for
him
to
this?
Face.
His career ERA, better than Trevor Bauer's.
Stop it. He's a reliever. Don't do this.
I'm
don't
just saying.
Say things like that because.
Is that not factual?
No, because here's what it does.
It's factual.
It makes me want to respond by saying don't say stupid things, but I've tried to not say that because it's mean.
Yeah.
So don't say things that are very misleading.
No, hold on. Did I say something that wasn't factual?
Yeah, you made a comment. Oh, Aaron Loop's got a better ERA than Trevor Bauer.
He does.
How many innings has Aaron Loop thrown in his career?
In his entire career?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, for example, that last year he threw 25 innings,
had
a 2.52 ERA.
I just said he was great last year.
Way better.
Best year.
So why is it a bad signing?
I didn't say it was a bad signing.
Like
I said
kind of poo-pooed it.
Well, I am poo-pooing it. It's
one-year deal,
by
the way.
It's not a bad signing. I had a very nice year last year. It's that.
Is he better than Brad Hand?
No.
Brad Hand's better than a 2.52 ERA?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, his track record over the last 4 years is certainly better than Aaron Loop.
Just saying.
Did you know, and be honest, did you know who Aaron Loop was until 7 minutes ago?
Yes.
Come on. It's okay not to. He's Aaron Loop.
When did he hand me this piece of paper? It's more than 7 minutes ago.
You got me on that.
More than 7 minutes ago.
When did he hand you the paper?
About an hour ago.
Okay, did you know?
45 minutes ago.
Let me try this easier.
Go right
ahead. You know who Aaron Loop was yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
What happened?
You've done a really good job of avoiding questions because you still never answered, would you sign Trevor Bauer if you're the Mets?
Aaron Loop has thrown 351 innings in his career.
How many innings has Trevor Bauer thrown in his career?
I'd have to look that up.
Okay, it's a lot more. It's a lot more. He's a relief pitcher. You can't judge them based on what their ERAs were. And he had a couple of good years early in his career at Toronto. Had a good year last year. It's a blah signing. I mean, it's like, okay, he's not as good as the other left-handed options. I gave you another one. Tony Watson, who's getting up there in age.
A bit older,
He's a little bit older, but... Look, it's not bad. It's just.
By the way, Loop's only 32 or 33.
Okay.
Had a couple good years with Toronto, you may remember. Pitched pretty well for Tampa.
Yeah.
Had a short cup of coffee with the Padres and the Phillies. But
he missed most of 19. I think he had a back injury or something like that. He had some kind of injury. I don't recall what it was, but he barely pitched.
Yeah.
It is solid.
That's the kind of guy you need to in really? World Series.
What'd you think of the Darren O'Day signing? That's a
Darren
signing
O'Day
I
like for a couple reasons.
Go ahead.
Number one, the financial part. They saved about $6 million.
Yep. Cost $1.5 million. Yep. Ottavino is being paid $8
Yep. So I thought that's, again, Brian Cashman. He's juggling numbers, obviously. He's got to go back and forth and juggle some numbers.
It's not ideal. Like, here's the way to look at it, the way I'm looking at it. It's not ideal that they dumped out of Ottavino and a prospect to the Red Sox just to save money. That's not ideal. But what are you going to do now with the $8 million you save? If the answer is Brett Gardner, it's not a good answer. And I think I speak for most Yankee fans. That's not the answer you're looking for. You don't want Adam Ottavino moved when you can never have enough arms in your bullpen, Craig, just to bring back Brett Gardner. Like, that's not...
I agree.
That's not it.
I give Cashman credit. I think that, again, it's not a major signing.
Oh, it's a good signing. And O'Day is good, and he's been in that division. He has a ton of experience. He's got more of a proven track record. I like bringing Darren O'Day. Now, look, you run into the risk with any reliever, and we should always say this, including Brad Hand, by the way. Every reliever outside of the elite, you have that risk of you never know what you're getting year to year. Sure. Like Justin Wilson, I have to admit, when he was with the Mets, was a lot better than I thought he would be. He was successful. So if you're the Mets, you hope you hit it with Aaron Loop. If you're the Yankees, you hope you hit it with Darren O'Day. But I like Darren O'Day. He's got a good track record, and he fills the same role that Ottavino filled of getting right-hand titters out. So
he did not say titters. He said hitters. I know that it sounded like he said that. He did not.
Who said that?
So those of you that are going to be upset that Evan's using words that may cross the line, he did not mean to say, crack the tape, though, and bring it back so we can hear it real quick. Do you have it real fast?
What did I say?
Here we go. Evan Roberts of 30 seconds ago. Go ahead.
You rub your finger around the hole.
No, not that.
What? That was yesterday.
What? Did you have it or no? Can you listen to it? Just go back a minute.
What did I say?
When you're talking about getting right-hand hitters out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said right-hand hitters.
Again.
I said...
Again, you said it. Say it again.
Hitters.
Right-hand...
Right-hand hitters.
Hitters.
Yeah.
It's not what you said, Evan.
What'd I say? Darren O'Day's got a good track record, and he fills the same role that Ottavino filled of getting right-hand hitters out. I never said that.
You just said it.
That Ottavino filled of getting right-hand hitters out.
So. He did not say titters.
I think you did.
You said it.
I said right-hand hitters.
No, well, we just heard what you said.
I don't know. Listen, that audio may have been doctored for all I know.
We heard what you said.
I see what C-Mac does back there. He may have altered that. How do we know it's real?
Dude, have CeeLo rack the tape. Oh, he's not here today.
I haven't seen him all day. He's on schedule.
I thought he was coming in today.
Yeah. Probably sleeping in.
Brody Van Maggen for the thing. Got a job. We'll tell you where he's working if you give a rat's ass. And we'll also walk you through Eli Manning coming back to the Giants, possibly, and why this GameStop story in Reddit has really nothing at all to do with Steve Cohen and the Mets. I know a lot of people were panicked about that today, so I'm going to walk you through that situation so you can take a big sigh of relief and understand why the GameStop stock surge, while Steve Cohen's name is now associated with the story, it ain't got nothing at all to do, really, with him or the New York Mets. So just chill out, all right? Good. Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.